This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code. You already know it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. IDS. Get yourself 33% off, free shipping, lifetime warranty. Come on, man. They ship worldwide. You can't beat that. You should go ahead and just go to the website and just do it, okay?
Get yourself some.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
What's going on, peeps? It's your man, Big D, welcoming you back to another edition of the In Deep Show. Thank you for joining us. Hope you enjoy the ride. If this is your first time riding along with us, again, I am your man, Big B, a.k.a. Furious Styles. And I have with me today, I got the doctor.
Hey, I'm a little tired, but I'm feeling good. A little hot out there today, but I'm here, ready to do it.
I have with me today, damn it, Gina.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
And at this moment, I'd like everyone to rise to their feet and all hail the queen.
Sup.
So, all
right.
To our new listeners, I don't know how you got here. Who told you to come here? I don't know if now that you are here, you are regretting your decision. But either way, we're glad that you are here. We hope that you enjoy everything that we have to bring to you today. As a rule of thumb here on the IDS show, we ask that you check us out. Go back and check out 3 to 5 shows. If in that time period you still don't get what it is that we do, well then, hey, stick around further or email us and we will direct you to shows that will fit what it is you're looking for if you let us know what you need. That's how we are, man. It's like Progressive Insurance. We don't just show you our style. We show you the styles of everybody else too.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do. And then we're going to talk bad about you afterwards. Just right. Please understand. Oh, yeah. And following shows, we will talk bad about you. We probably will order an email jihad against you and your account. But just, I mean, that shouldn't stop you from doing what you have to do.
There you go.
This life is short. You are to get all the pleasures it has to offer.
What in the world?
Including your podcast listening. With that being said, how was everybody's weekend?
Mark.
That's your cue.
I didn't do too much. I didn't do anything, actually. Yeah.
What?
No. Nothing exciting to talk about. No, just chill. Yeah.
No
relax
grass,
down bones.
Nobody cutting.
No, the grass
washing.
Was there. You know, okay. I heard a lot of lawnmowers and everything, and I was just being a lazy ass. You know, I like to do that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I'm gonna get to it eventually. It may look like Wild Kingdom.
I know, you're always going to say you better hurry up before you lose Buddy.
Hey. Oh, he's Buddy done made a little pass. He runs straight out, then he got a little cut and go behind the shed and, you know. He's good. He's okay. Good. Yeah. Although everything around the path is a little high. You know, he's good. He's good. Yeah. Yeah. I can see him from the deck.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Well. You actually make it out to the deck?
Upstairs to the deck.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You got to be kind of high to see.
I thought you just kind of look out the back door like... from your you seated position.
See one
position.
Little ear flop up down and shit. Oh, there he is. Yeah. He's used to it now though. He's used to it. So yeah. I'm gonna cut it this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. This weekend. Lies we tell.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. My intentions are good.
Gina. Dean. Brian.
I had a very active weekend. We started out at the Apple Lounge, and that thing was just tight. So then we wound up going to, I think it's called Amsterdam, which is a couple doors down, which was cool. They had a live reggae band, which was really great. The dancing and DJ upstairs. It was really good. Hookah, food, like whatever you want. They had it. So it was good. Saturday went and hung out, and Sunday morning I was at church. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, two Sundays in a row, huh?
I know, at the same church. It was pretty good.
All right.
This Sunday I plan to go to a different one because I'm trying to, again, figure out which one. But it was really good. I had a really active weekend.
Cool.
So, yes.
All right. Dope. I'm trying to think what I did. Right. I really feel like I didn't really do anything. Friday. Blur.
So we know.
Okay, great.
Oh god,
I was waiting for that. That's why I was talking slow. So,
all right. Is that why?
Pretty much.
Okay.
She knew it was coming. And Marcus.
I got my instruments.
Saints and sinners, sinners and saints. I want to take this moment to reach out to all our stray sheep out there that are looking for a good place to call home. We here at Greater Mount Washington, Ebenezer AME, Giant Food Wholesale, Church of God of the Latter-day Saints. Welcome everyone who has seemed to lost their way. Everyone that's looking for a light. There are times when you need someone. We will be by your side.
Right by your side.
You see, there's a light that shines.
That shines.
Especially
for you
and me.
And we got food.
So make sure you go online and check us out at www.Greater Mount Zion Baptist Christian Latter-day Saints Academy of the School of Hard Knocks, Bible study,
Whole Foods,
Costco endorsed, and we'll be here for you.
Hey, right here, thank you.
Okay, Queen, so does this mean I should stop mentioning church on Sunday?
No, that don't mean anything.
Like, jeez.
That does not mean a damn thing, okay? All right, let's see.
How was your weekend?
Like I said, I don't know. I don't know what I did Friday. Maybe nothing, maybe something. I don't remember. Oh, oops. I went out to dinner.
There you go.
And it was by down by Howard. That kind of makes, I don't know. I just, hanging around Howard, I'm like, God damn, I'm old.
Nostalgic, huh?
I mean, it was, but it was still like, you know, being in the same spot, you know, where students are.
Mm-hmm. I was down there today. Like, it was beautiful things happening down there.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get all that, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Beautiful buildings and, you know, mm-hmm. landscaping.
Beautiful buildings, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. On Sunday, I went to this event called Koshan 555, and it's like a Porkapalooza fest that they have all over the country. Mm-hmm. Granted, you know, I don't eat pork, but my friend couldn't go, so she gave me her ticket. And, you know, they still had drinks and cheese and, you know, so it was pretty cool. So
Where was it?
At the Lowe's Madison Hotel, which was actually a really bad location because it was too many people for the space that they had. So that kind of sucked with the space. But either way, you know, there was wine and different chefs were, you had, like, I guess they had this big pig, you know, they cut up and gave them to use for the evening. Okay. And, you know, you got to sample whatever the way the chef wanted to do the pig, you know, the piece of the pig that they got. And so it was a lot of well-known chefs there. And I forgot the guy's name that won. I forgot his name. But, you know, anyway, so that was a good time.
How did it taste?
I don't know.
You didn't taste anything, man.
I don't eat pork. So I did not taste anything. I mean, I tasted some wine.
And cheese.
I had some cheese.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Actually, they had oysters, but they were gone by the time I got inside. And then they had, like, beer. They had mezcal. Clearly I don't, because it was packed with everybody that was there. So, anyway. But it was cool. Good event. Good time. Good. Great fun.
All right.
Shout out to E.
All right.
As an ecstasy?
Mm-hmm. That's the only way I got through it. No, I'm just kidding.
She was like, mm-hmm.
Nah, that, my girl, E.
Well, I would first like to thank everybody that hit me up on inbox and on Facebook and all that good stuff, asking about my well-being. I am good. I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know if it's the fluctuating weather, the pollen, or whatever. But I'm like Oscar. I'm sounding like real Yoda-ish, Grover-ish over here. But I'm good otherwise, so. Thank you for the well wishes and all that good shit. My weekend, hung out with 15WA this weekend up in the mean streets of Philadelphia.
All right.
And
did he get a haircut yet?
Ate and all that, and then came back and did nothing on Sunday.
Hmm. All right.
That's about it. That was my exciting weekend.
Well, okay.
Don't you guys strive to be like me? Mm-hmm. So adventurous.
I dream about it all the time.
Dream about me all the time?
Nah, I didn't say that.
Paul, oh.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cute.
No, wasn't it?
Actually, I'd rather be on Queen this weekend around them pigs.
That's good. Let me take sure, Chef.
Yeah, there was an empanada I heard that was really good.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen a few chefs just roast them big joints. I don't know how long it take them to roast it. And as they roasting them, they squirt them and putting shit on them. Look like it's ready to me. No. 4 or 5 more hours.
You guys say we don't need video.
Roasting them in.
I got a picture.
I'm like, what? That's okay.
They had them spinning on the things.
I didn't see that part. So I don't know if it was, I took a picture of the head, so I guess they must have, like, somebody butchered that joint up and then passed it out. But I don't know. Looking at the head, I don't know. Maybe they didn't cook it. And it was just a big ass. Mm-hmm. It was just a big, huge pig.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And then they, as you say,
I gotta give you the sound effects and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get this thing going.
Let's do it.
Hold up. Y'all gonna get me bowed up when that beat hit. It's like three kicks in your knees up to your nose, huh? You knows us. Unashamed, uno face. Whoa. Tatted on my skin, all up in your face. Whoa. If I ain't about that life, then I ain't really living. But if you can't see my light, then maybe I ain't in it. Champagne, celebrating my campaign. I just dug a well in West Africa, but how many of my friends is African, huh? No habla español, nope. Just show me tu baño. Ain't trying to get to know you, I'm too busy reading Daniel. Most segregated time of day is Sunday service. Now what you think that say about the guys you worship? First of all, I know it ain't a song that's gonna change the world, it's no way. It's not a guilt trip, it's a field trip. It's gonna last more than one day. What you thought, huh? Faith ain't bad, no soft stuff. I heard you just went overseas. Now come back home and boast up. Yeah. Buy a bottle for a fee, for dirty water. Bodies floating in the sea, in the dirty water. Blood flowing from the ground, dirty water. Dirty water. Buy a bottle for a fee, for dirty water. Bodies floating in the sea, in the dirty water. Blood flowing from the ground, dirty water. Ain't no filters in this town, dirty water. Worthless. Worthless, 400 years, we done heard that. My family came here on slave ships. Some herd cattle, some herd blacks. Woo. Know some of y'all done heard that. My kin was treated less than men. That's why we raised to hate each other, cause we hate our skin. Lies you told about yourself that you don't realize. What? Must be a thief, she locked the doors when I was walking by. They must be whores, cause the master rapes them and leaves the child. So Debbie Daddy was taught to me way before my time. Now we extreme, buying fancy things like gold chain. Just pretty shackles, we still enslaved. Put them around your neck cause we still hanging. Hood preacher told them they should live as kings. You call him devil, he fighting for self-esteem. Think about it. It's hard to dream when your water ain't clean. Now look at Lucifer's scheme, a sad of being the team. Whoa. Blood in the ocean to these African streams. This dirty water ain't nothing we haven't seen yet. Buy a bottle for a fee, for dirty water. Bodies floating in the sea, in the dirty water. Blood flowing from the ground, dirty water. Dirty water. Buy a bottle for a fee, for dirty water. Bodies floating in the sea, in the dirty water. Blood flowing from the ground, dirty water. Ain't no filters in this town. Dirty water.
Dirty water. Dirty water. Dirty water. Dirty water.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Bestie, you know what I'm saying? If I can knock that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I'm manager Jared Fogle. Okay, now we already know he's incarcerated, right? But apparently he did a little appeal thing. He tried to get the judge to drop the sentence that he had, which was 15 years, 15.6 years. Actually, I didn't know they could put point on the joints, but they did. But anyway, after apparently one of the lawyers, I guess from the defendant side or whatever, they brought up some text messages that old brother Fogle had sent. Now, apparently he had a go-between that was getting these young people.
What's going on, nigga?
All right. I'm good. Good. How are you?
Proud
Right. Apparently he had a go-between, a madam, or some other female, you know, getting these young people for this man. Man, he was sending texts, okay? And he was asking.
What part?
Texts. 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 Messages.
I didn't know if he was like.
You know I'm fuck up. You know how I do. It wouldn't be the diagnosis. All right. Asking this lady, do you have an Asian friend available? Okay. Now she responds, are you going to pay me too, or do I have to come back for it? And he replies, you know, I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you. Now, do you have anybody, you know, any kids between the age of 14 and 15? 15 years old. He said he'll pay at least $400. Okay. Now, if the child is 16 or younger, he may even pay higher. And he asked, does she have any access to any girls? Now, when I first started reading this, I thought right off the break he was talking about girls. No, he was talking about young boys. Okay. I'm like, man, this dude here, I didn't really want to read anymore after that. But anyway, he says he prefers girls. He says he prefers girls because that's what he craves. But, you know, after the judge saw that, I think the judge wanted to hike that shit up, but I think that's the highest that shit can go is the 15.6. I guess it depends on what state you're in or whatever. That's some sick shit right there. There you go, boy.
Keep
now,
his ass in there.
Huh?
Keep his ass in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to keep his ass in there.
I'm not fucking with his balls.
And the other thing about it, though, the inmates, I don't know where he's locked up, but I think the inmates done already got to him a little bit. But
he got 15 years. They going to get him.
Yeah, 15.6 years of, you know, the inmates getting at him too. You know, I don't know what his name going to be after he get out.
Pookie.
If he gets out. What do you think, Jarita?
Pookie. Sweet thing.
Poo-poo. Sweet thing. Okay, okay. You gonna get some subs up there, maybe. With some extra cheese.
Ew.
All right, all right. Hey, y'all, I got this story, and I failed to get exactly where this high school from, but it's Roosevelt High. Now, the reason why I know it's not our Roosevelt is because they have synchronized swimming at this school. But anyway, the Roosevelt High freshman girls, they had an annual event, okay, for their synchronized swimming club. Okay, now, one of the girls took it upon themselves to hire a male stripper for their annual event. Now, this is at a school now, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, one of the girls who's in the synchronized swimming club, her older sister, who's an adult, ordered the stripper. Okay, now, apparently, the stripper, he did his little thing for 15 minutes, and one of the adults, I guess, that worked at the school or whatever, saw the dude, you know, taking off, doing the, I don't know how much clothes he had on, if he's at the swimming pool, but apparently he started to do something, and somebody, one of the adults said, hold up, dude, nah, so they closed down the event. But anyway, the girls were supposed to be disciplined for it. I don't know whether it's suspension or expulsion or whatever. But anyway, the principal said as long as no funds were used for this event, you know, the girls won't be disciplined. Can you believe that shit? So apparently it was somewhere where, you know, I don't know. It was somewhere where, you know, they can get away with that shit. But I'm pretty sure if that shit was locally, I'm pretty sure they would have got suspended or something for it. It is what it is. Hey, I'm pretty sure y'all heard by now. Andre and Boo Boo Kitty got married. The co-stars of Empire got married in the Caribbean at a mansion on Thursday. I didn't even know they were dating. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I never saw that one coming. That was like a hit out the blind. You know, I didn't even hear any hints that they were dating or seeing each other or anything. So I guess that was pretty cool the way they kept that shit. You know.
Well, congratulations to them.
Yeah. We'll see how long this one lasts.
Uh-oh.
Nah.
You think it's publicity or you think it's for real?
It's for real.
Okay.
Yeah, they got Married in the Caribbean on Thursday. Ooh. Yeah. Caribbean, whatever.
In all of it? Or?
What?
They got married in all of the Caribbean?
Yeah, all of the Caribbean. They went around all of them.
Damn. That's balling.
God damn it. Why not queen, damn it? Damn you, queen.
That's damn it to the queen.
Oh, I got an alert for y'all. The cicadas will be back this summer. Yep.
I saw that.
But check this out. Do you know it's like 1.5 million per acre? This is not like for the whole surrounding DMV. 1.5 million. And did you also know that they were blind?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know. You knew that?
Mm-hmm.
You knew that, Brian?
They'll be flying and slamming to your head.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they'll be hanging around for 3 to 4 weeks making all that goddamn annoying noise.
I remember I went to get my car inspected and I cracked my window. The guy came up and I was like, hello. My window was like, you couldn't even... Like, I could barely talk to him because I was like,
You're not letting him in, huh?
And he was like, you going to get out the car? I was like, nope. I'm going to drive into this garage. Then I'm going to get out the car.
Wow.
Yeah,
there's
bad.
Nothing worse. They're so scary looking. They're harmless. Mm-hmm. They don't bite. They don't do anything crazy. I mean, besides them being loud.
Right.
But they're so scary looking. And then when they land on you, it's just like,
oh my God.
You might as well just burn whatever the fuck you're wearing that day. Because And they're
horrible.
So gross. So, and it's so many of them.
Mm. Right.
Oh my God. Oh, look. Uh-oh. I'm getting itchy. Ooh, so many of them.
They're
so
just talking
many.
About it, huh?
Mm.
Yeah, but have any of you had one slam into like the side of your head? They actually hurt, like when it hits you, because they can't see and they just retarded and just like slam right into you.
You've had that happen before?
I've had a cicada, yes, fly right into my head, and he was
just a, no birds, no.
No.
No 747s. Just
shut your ass up. No.
I'm just saying. That's, you two kind of got.
It is not big.
I mean, I'm just saying.
3D?
I don't know if y'all ever seen Damagina.
Hey! My forehead isn't big. It's a nice size proportion for my head.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
See? Mark agrees.
It's proportion.
Oh my gosh, how ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Whatever.
But anyway. I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm not either.
I got a lot of trees by where I live.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Last time they came, the house that I had, it literally backed up to just, it was like a forest. So they were just everywhere. It was terrible. Terrible. Mm. I was scared to get in the car. I was scared to get out of the car. It's just really bad. So I'm not looking forward to it. So I'll be doing one of your number queen. Wherever I go, like, what? I'm sorry. What'd you say? So, yeah, I won't be opening the windows. The air will be on the whole time. Yeah, there'll be none of that. I don't care how nice it feels. So, yes. Terrified. Over here.
I just wanted to let y'all know.
Thank you.
I unfortunately saw the headed in the Washington Post. And I don't know if you looked at the post on your phone. Like, the videos automatically come on. And I was like, oh, no. And you can hear all the noise. And you can was just flying all over, you know. Ugh.
That's the only thing that bothers me is the noise, though. I mean, I'm not afraid of anything.
I mean, there's technically nothing to be afraid of. Again, they don't bite.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, like Gina said, they're clumsy as hell. They will, you know,
you're
bounce
the one
off
scared
of
to
you.
Get out of the car.
Yeah,
are they really that clumsy, or
yeah, they are.
Are there just certain things in this world that are unavoidable?
You know what? Not even going to acknowledge what you're
I'm
doing
just
there.
Saying.
Not even going to acknowledge what you're doing there, sir.
Oh, I'm just saying. Is it a crime?
Is it?
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's what you were doing.
I love
Sade. I bet you do.
Whatever.
You know why I'm playing that, right?
Of course I know. I knew when he first turned it on. It's like a butthole. Who didn't know?
Yes. Okay, all right. She has a sexy forehead too, though.
She's beautiful, forehead and all.
Mm-hmm. What is she doing these days?
I don't know. I know she was on tour not that long ago.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that concludes my diagnosis.
All right.
Okay.
Little show today.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah, I ain't had that much time. I have 20 goddamn stops.
I'm just happy to be here.
God forbid a Saturday or Sunday would come by with. Okay. All right, then. Very well.
Man, we all know.
Okay.
It only happens then. Well, before we go, there's something we do need to talk about. Queen, you want? You want to start this off? Okay, I guess not. So, how are we feeling, or do we have feelings at all about all of the gentlemen's coming out of the woodworks about Mr. Afrika Bambaataa and his sexual escapades with them?
That is, it's a really sad thing. That's, I mean, because it's kind of like, I don't know. I don't feel like they're lying. I really don't. I'm like, why would grown men come out and say this happened to them years ago, you know, if it wasn't true?
There was an interview on XM Radio with one of the victims. Mm-hmm. And I guess he went on to explain sort of what transpired between them. And he said that, you know, he had met Afrika Bambaataa. I'm really just cutting this down for time's sake. But he said he met Afrika Bambaataa or whatever, and, you know, whatever. Somehow, you know, he talked him into coming back to his place or wherever he was staying or whatever. And he said that, you know, Afrika asked him to show him his penis. And then, you know, took his out.
I ain't saying that.
This thing just breaks out the giggles. What's going on? But
cause you said it's so casual, like, you know, it goes on every time.
Oh my god! And then, I mean, I'm just saying, this is what happened. So,
nigga, he said, "Show me your penis." I'd be like, "Dog, I gotta go." that would have been it. Now, if you're gonna stick around, and after dude asked me to show me his penis, that's it. I'm gone.
But I guess what happened after that is, dude said that the way he tried to explain what happened was, he was like, if you could just imagine someone titty fucking a lady. He said he sort of did that to me between my thighs.
What?
He said that's what he just slid it in from in between us.
That's not funny.
I'm like,
that's nigga, rapey. You gay. I don't give a fuck. How do you put that shit? There's no way.
13 to 17, I think, years old kids. That's rapey.
These are children.
That's a little different. If they were grown men, then.
Okay, I don't know. You need to be locked up with Jared then.
How about that?
He will be.
Yeah.
If they can prove it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Cause I think like one guy came out of the, you know, and talked about it. And then I think like a couple other guys felt a little more comfortable, you know, talking about it. So that probably means more guys will you know, talk about it. So
does it say, like for example, you said it was some, you know, between 13 and 17. What were these kids' parents? Was this like, you know, did they, you know what I mean? Like, what was going on that led them to his house?
Wherever are kids' parents in situations like this? I mean, you know, I mean, that's what people like that prey upon, kids that are out of the reach for protection of their parents.
Or not even, sometimes they groom the parents too. But in this case, one of the guys was like, you know, when he was hungry, he gave him food. When he needed money, he gave him money. And, you know, so it's like, you know, it was kind of like I said, a grooming situation where you kind of lulled him in, you know, to a false sense of security. And it was like, you know.
Want some candy?
I mean, I'm sure there was probably somebody in there too, so. But
I guess my thing is, and I don't really want to get long and drawn out with this. Where are we left as a society when it comes to paying homage to people that have had monumental achievements? Because it seems like too often, all of the people that we build monuments for or we put on these pedestals, you know, the darkest corners of their closets are exposed. And it's almost in a way we're left to feel like the idiots. I mean, you know, you have the Joe Paterno situation. I mean, they built a statue for the man that they had to take down. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, when is a safe time to immortalize these people or that with great accomplishments in their fields? You know, do we have to, you know, it's like the saying, you know, you want to give people the roses while they're still able to smell them, but you it's like almost you can't do it. You have to wait until people are, you know, whatever. Hold on, we got somebody on the line. See if we can get them all. Who we got online? Hello?
Somebody told me I should call in.
Ain't nobody tell you to call in.
Somebody told me they missed me. Somebody said the game needed me, son.
You know, it's so ironic that you call right now because we had your theme music playing in the background.
Wait, did you just call me a pedophile?
I'm just saying.
You just called me a motherfucking nigga.
It's like the bat signal went up and you called.
Hey, like, but now you know what he meant when he said Soul Sonic Force.
I'm trying to tell you. How you doing, sir? Introduce yourself to the people.
You know what? My name is Rashani, and I like to say that I like Fruity Pebbles in a major way. Hey, ho.
You know what?
I'm Rashani.
Gina, I am. Oh, that was part of the song. I'm sorry.
The Scream Team and Simon Salas. I did an episode. I did a show once called 20 Minutes, but then Big B got on there drunk and messed the whole show format up.
Oopsie.
Made a poopsie.
That was your highest rated show to date, sir.
It was. They were playing a drinking game.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Every time I tried to keep up with you, I'm just kidding. I don't have anything mean to say. I'm all out. the shows were available on Stitcher, iTunes, SingleSimulcast.com. I just miss talking to y'all. The sun is out. I'm feeling good. What's going on?
Nothing. How you doing?
What's going on, dog?
Nothing at all, Doc. Nothing at all. Living life, loving it all.
My man.
That's good.
I'm doing good. Youth basketball's back in effect. Sin and Solace, the third season, we start recording it on Wednesday. We did a full casting call for it over the past month. And got some really good people who will be showing up. You might be surprised by some of the people who are going to be on the show this season. It's worth it all around the clock. Fair part of that song is when they go zoo 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 zoo.
That was the actual point of penetration. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay. Right.
I have that.
I think if you take the sound effects off of his voice, he's actually not saying rock rock the planet rock.
Oh, not.
I think he's saying something else.
I think he is,
I
too.
I want to put my cock.
Really?
Y'all just took that story and messed that up.
Cock, kitty, cock.
It's all available.
And he loses the microphone. seriously, I just missed off with y'all. I think it's been a good... I want to apologize. I've been listening to the show earnestly. Matter of fact, let me take the time out to say, damn it, Gina, I'm Rashani.
Hi, Rashani.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
the last time I called in, you didn't exist.
Oh, okay. That was a good couple
It was a while back. It was a while back. Depression sets in, and you just don't want to talk to anybody. And I apologize for that. I've been a good listener. I just haven't been a good ambassador of the show for that. I apologize.
You always support us, Rashani. What are you talking about? You always share our show and everything. What are you talking about?
But to give an update, I've been beating the shit out of Raheem, out of the words of friends. That nigga owes me money.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
You ain't gonna get it. I can tell you right now.
Never gonna get it. Woo, 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 woo! But just want to say, you know, keep doing what y'all doing. Love every moment of it. If I can do anything to help out, let me know. And I'm glad. I'm thankful that y'all are doing such great work on so many different formats, so seemingly effortlessly.
Aww.
As much as the streets need me, it needs you a lot more.
Aww. So, that's sweet.
Aww, yeah. That is nice. Thank you.
Aww, that's, boo.
That was cool, dog.
That's all I wanted to say. I actually have to get to my first of two basketball practices tonight.
Okay.
But y'all be good. That's all I wanted to say.
My man. Thank you, sir.
We appreciate you.
No worries.
No doubt. Till the next time.
Yep. Peace.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Aww.
That was just cool. Like that.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther, the king.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. This one's for you.
Like a boo.
That can popping means that it's definitely time for us to go to break. And since he's drinking, I'm going to end his segment for him. Hey, this is your man, Fury Style, signing out for Dr.
Signing out.
Out.
That includes my diagnosis, man.
Well, we got a lot more.
We got a lot more.
What else
got?
We got some more show?
Yeah. What else we going to talk about?
Miss 16, I don't know what comes on after this. Wait, you got some more show? Hey, y'all, just in case you guys are following, Washington is beating Philly.
Woo-woo.
Kmart. Oh, you're not a Flyers fan? You just ride the jock of the Eagles. Okay, we're out.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you, as always, for pushing play, and thank you for sharing the show. Shout out Rashani. Shout out Mr. Davis. Shout out to Stone from Forget That Yo. I'm going to read some real quick feedback because Apple products are sucking balls right now, and my phone's going to die. So this is the question you asked about laying hands on somebody. I don't know if y'all remember that question a couple shows back. So Mrs. Davis said, the last time I laid hands on someone was in college over 20 years ago. A roommate accused me of stealing her rent money and had the police look through my stuff. And after they left with me proving every dollar I had on me was mine. The laying hands was when she walked up on me telling me that she had to use me so her parents would know she had spent the money. Next thing I know, I was beating that ass.
That's right.
And the other people in the boarding house had to pull me off her. That was the last time I saw her. The Lord was with both of us that day because I may now be getting parole now if it wasn't for those angels pulling me off her.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Sometimes it bees like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, real quick shout out to some new listeners. Shout out to Sarita And shout out to Brian Bassett. Welcome.
Sarita.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Sarita?
I do.
Okay. All right.
Shout out.
And Brian what?
Blissett. I think if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. Okay. And if I'm not, sorry. But hello, Brian.
Hi. Hey, B.
Hello, Sarita.
Brian.
Right.
Well, all right. All right, we got a little verbal feedback we're going to jump into right about her.
What up, IDS fam? This is your boy, Kmart. Calling to respond and talk about the madness that was last week. B, man, where do you come up with this stuff at, man? I mean, being the man with the brush on the foot, that was funny as hell, man. I was in the car hollering. Somebody with a sound mind cannot come up with such fuckery. But, in terms of last week's question about things that you would do without people judging you, I would pretty much have to agree with what Queen has to say. I would probably post more stuff online about how I feel and other things. The reason why that I say that is because I have church people, well, people from my mom's church on my Facebook page and stuff like that. So I try to taper it a little bit what I say, just because the fact of the matter is that I don't want nobody going to her and say, oh, such, oh, your son said this and your son said that and whoop whoop, and I ain't trying to have all that. So that's actually one thing that I would do possibly, just it's just post online, and like I said, I just do it because of like my parents and don't want them having to deal with all that crap. Anyway, man, great show once again. I'll hit y'all up next week. Peace out.
Well, all right.
Hey, Kmart. What's up, fam?
Hey, look, dog. I'm just saying, I had a former life. So, things like...
What'd you say? I don't even remember.
He was talking about what I was talking about, beating people on the bottom of their feet.
Oh, yeah. And,
how could we forget that?
And, you're right, Gina. How the hell did I forget that shit?
And using the ball of your... the What do you call that part of your hand? The ball? Is that the ball in your hand?
I guess you can go with that.
Yeah, using the ball in your hand to hit them on the soft spot.
Damn, I don't remember that part.
I don't remember that either. I remember something about hitting him in the head because I got hair.
Right, exactly.
And you can't see the bruise.
Can't see the bruise. The soft spot. Where your soft spot?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hit him there.
Jeez Louise.
It'll make him forget like the last 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. All right. So,
That's good.
Well, maybe that never happened to me.
Yeah, at least not that I'm aware of, because I would have lost.
Oh, that's true. Remember? Maybe it did. Maybe it did. You're right. I don't know.
But check this out. You never raised up and hit the top of your head.
And you blacked out for a couple seconds.
Right. You're like,
there you go.
You see the little birds? Took you a minute. You'd be like, oh, okay. I know who I am.
I'm back.
Right.
Hilarious.
Oh, boy. That's it.
Okay, so for this week's question, there's actually a couple good ones came in. A couple of you guys sent some stuff in that I'm going to group together as just some smaller sort of anecdotal questions, you know, to kind of put them together and let people have at it. But I have a couple. I have a couple good ones today. I don't know which one to go with.
I was going to say, you're not going to ask them all right now, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay. While you're thinking about it, let me tell people. InDeepShow@yahoo.com if you want to send in some feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You want to leave your voice, because we love to hear your
voice.
We love
to hear your voices.
202-750-1437.
Yes, that is 202-750-1-IDS. So...
How many good ones,
okay.
Huh?
I have two that I'm kind of Simon Twain.
Okay.
Okay, so we all, as human beings, we have faults. And when it comes to meshing our lives with another person, i.e. a relationship. We all know, well, we should all know that there are things that, you know, are quirky about us that we may have to work on, or a bad habit or something that we have to work on. The question is, where does the responsibility lie? Does the responsibility lie on the person with the character flaw? Let's just, for lack of a better term right now, does the onus lie on the person with the character flaw to recognize it and be mindful of others or their mate? Let's go specifically to their mate. Or is it the mate's responsibility to understand that character flaw and make adjustments for it?
I think it's both. Because it's like, if I know it's a character flaw, it could be something that I'm working on, maybe. And I would think if the person wanted to be in a relationship with me, that they already know, or maybe I told them and they're willing to work with me with my, you know, character flaw or issue or whatever it may be. You know, I would hope, again, being in a relationship, that person would be patient with me and maybe even help me get over my character flaw. Like, mine is, I'm like, I am not the neatest person in the world. So I either need to be with somebody who's clean that would help me get better, or to be with someone that's like, no, we're going to get a maid and help, you know, keep the house clean. You know what I mean? So, so, and he, being as though he would know that about me, and, you know, whatever, however long we've been in the relationship, he would be fine with that. You know, of course, to a point. I mean, I'm not saying get overly crazy with the messiness, but, you know, he would know that and he would understand that and he would help me through that, you know.
Well, I would think in a relationship, both of us are going to find flaws, and I'm going to find flaws in you, you're going to find flaws in me. If we're going to work together at it, okay, let's give it a go. But don't just be the one just pointing out all my flaws, like you're, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Perfect, whatever the case may be. You know, let's work at it together. But what?
I know what you're saying. I know the point of what you're saying about them pointing your flaws out. But if not them, who? There's no one else to point your flaws out. So, in essence, they're going to be the one pointing your flaws out. I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Don't. I think I understand I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But that's sort of a touchy subject, because they're in the relationship with you. So who else is going to point it out?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I think I understand the underlying meaning of what you're saying. Don't just come at me and act like you squeaky clean.
So what you're saying is, should I change my ways? I mean, should I try to improve on what they think my flaw is? Or should I just...
I'm going to be honest. I feel that the person with the quote-unquote character flaw needs to take the reins. If they want to be in a relationship with someone, if they want somebody to put up with their shit, they have to at least act like they give a fuck. And like, for the example that you use about being messy, okay, I can understand, okay, you're not the most tidiest person in the world or whatever, but let's say I understand it to the point of saying, all right, let's get a maid. But if you come in the house, or we come home from work or whatever, and you're like, oh shit, the house is clean as shit, and then kick your shoes off right there in the living room after you just said, wow, the maid did a great job, that's like you really don't give a fuck.
Defeating the purpose.
You know what I'm saying? And so at some point, I need you to take the reins on your issue. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, I don't feel people with certain character flaws And I'm not going to say all of them, but I just feel, and I've seen in most situations where you know when and where to fucking harness that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you don't go to work and motherfucking leave your coffee cup on your boss's desk and say, oh, I'm just untidy. You know what I'm saying? You know how to control that shit. I think, you know, when you, it's just a thing where you get in a certain situation, like home or personal, where you feel, you know what, I can fucking give less fucks here because I got a nigga that's dealing with my nasty ass or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so I'm going to continue doing what the
exactly.
Fuck
I'm doing. You know, fuck it, we got a maid, blah, 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 deal with it. Nah, mm-hmm. Fuck that. Just because we have a maid, it still doesn't mean I want to see that shit till the maid gets here.
So everybody knows you clean up before the maid gets there. I mean, we all know that's what you're supposed to do.
I mean,
because you don't want them to know you the nasty motherfucker.
Right, you clean the nastiness up.
I'm right, just saying.
The trifling nasty, shit that's going to have them talk about you, you clean
right,
that up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't be saying, can I go to the good or go to the mother's son? No.
Nasty.
What? Okay.
Ew.
I'm dirty.
Pew.
Y'all are ridiculous.
Yes, I would say you first have to acknowledge that you even have a character flaw. You, using your example, you may be fine with it. You know, okay, I'm a little on time. I might throw my jacket on the couch. I might not get it until tomorrow. I might not wash the dishes till tomorrow, whatever. You may feel that that's perfectly acceptable. So who's the person that actually determines that it's a character flaw? Maybe another guy that you know would have dated you would have been cool with it. Maybe not. But who's to determine that it's a flaw?
If it's not what's quote unquote right, just because the last guy dealt with your filth, that doesn't mean filth
God
is okay.
Damn! How do we go from untidied up now motherfucking filthy? God damn
I'm just
it!
Saying, I mean, it's like.
Just the
you, when you take your jacket off, you put your jacket in the closet. That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, oops. You know mine is hanging over my banister. But okay.
Right.
But when I get home, I'm going to move it when I get home.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, and to be honest with you, it really depends upon your mate. Because if you throw your jacket on the banister and he throws his drawers in the corner, well, then y'all too nasty motherfuckers need to go.
Right, nah. See, that's the difference between you having that as a character flaw. I can't be with somebody that's messy like me.
But that's what
so
I'm saying. But
he has to be.
To answer her question,
yeah, I can't.
If I bring it to your attention that, yo, why would you just throw your jacket down? Why don't you just hang it up? Then I'm letting you know it's a problem.
I think it depends on how you say it, too.
Yes. Then once it's been established, and maybe for that particular person you're dating, you know what? This little untidy thing, again, just an example, you're messy. I don't like it. I think, as Mark stated, it should be a combination. Like, look, if we're working on it, in 5 seconds, I'm not going to change a habit that I've been doing for my whole life.
Absolutely.
So you need to, A, give me time to kind of work on it. I need to recognize your feelings. You know what? He really does not like this, or she really does not like this. Maybe I need to make a change. You know, all of those things, I think you need to take time. It's a process. You can't rush it, but I think it should be both. Is not just on one or the other, because I've been doing this for years, and all of a sudden you come in as a problem for you, but it's never been a problem for me or anyone else. So,
but just because it hasn't been a problem for you doesn't mean that it's not a problem.
I get you.
I think that's part of the recognizing, because if you go into it saying, oh, I've been doing this for a year, and now all of a sudden you hear, yeah, maybe it's time that someone called you on your bullshit.
Yes, mm-hmm. But change, you know what? Change is hard sometimes.
And I understand. I agree with you with giving time and being patient and all of that. But I still think far too many times people just sort of poo-poo the other person's feelings, like just with what you just said. Like, hey, I've been doing this for years, so, you know, you should deal with it. No, you know what I'm saying? You've been nasty for years. It's time for somebody to tell you something.
But I think as long as you're working on it together, mm-hmm. if that person tells you, hey, this is my issue, or you find out this is their issue and you bring it up to them and you're like, look, I see this is a problem for you, or this is somewhere, you know, where you might need some assistance or some help. you know, so how do you feel if I help you with this? You know, and if they're like, no, I've been doing this forever. Nobody ever had a problem with it. Then, okay, that's a totally different conversation. Yeah. But if you approach that person out of love and you're like, I would like to help you with this because I love you and I want to be with you, then I think that opens the person up to something totally different. Yeah. If that person is willing to be, you know, vulnerable and open, you know, then it's cool. Then it's like, okay, so, you know, he's going to help me. Hey, boo, your coat's hanging over the banister. Oh, shit, I forgot. Okay, I'm putting it in the closet. I got it.
And
I got
another
it.
Thing, too, is lead by example.
Yeah.
Don't get on me about doing something all the time when every now and again you forget to do the same thing you getting on me about.
Right.
And then when I get on you about this fucking explosion and shit.
Oh, my.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Then you just asked me the other day, leave my thing right here, and then you just... Well, no, but that's because when I came home, I had to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That
right. See, and that leads to problems. Yes. You know what I'm saying? If you can't communicate with your partner properly, that leads to problems.
Right.
And you have to also think it's like, you know, Gina was saying, it's like, you know, you're used to doing something for 30, 40 years one way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then a new person comes in your space and it's like, oh, God, no, the salt and pepper was supposed to be right there.
Yeah.
That's where it's been for the last 5 years.
Right. But see,
and they move it somewhere else. And you're like, oh, shit, it drives you crazy.
But I still think.
My meat is warm.
Like, Doc's example is just being.
My meat?
Whoa.
Doc's example is being a flat out hypocrite. Your example is just a matter of opinion because the salt and pepper belongs on the table or in the cabinet. I mean, it's just, so that's a compromise. I usually keep my salt and pepper on the table. Okay, a lot of people do. It's
but when you've been doing something the same way for, like I said,
right,
for years.
But there's a difference between the salt and pepper being either on the table or the cabinet versus the salt and pepper being in the bedroom because you ate there last night.
Okay.
Well, you see what I'm saying? We're talking character flaws, a difference of opinions.
Okay.
When shit is just not right, you know what I'm saying? We have to make it's.
But
not,
it was the part I was talking about was just about a sacrifice and just doing things, you know, maybe new.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it that could be somebody who's very anal retentive and who likes shit in a certain place could be considered a character flaw. You know what I'm saying? If you're so anal and you're like, oh my God, the salt and pepper needs to be at 12 o'clock. And the sugar should be at 3, and you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I mean, that could be considered
a character flaw. But it, again, now we're starting to go into, you know, different areas where we're dealing with cut and dry. Your coat doesn't belong on the floor. Okay, that's not a anal retentive thing. That's just your coat don't belong on the floor. When you come home, can you not just drop your coat on the floor? Can you just hang the fuck up? And let's be done with it.
Well, I think the coat on the floor is just as, you know, nobody's putting their coat on the floor. Like the shoes part, I can understand where you come in, you just, you know, kick your shoes off and you're just like, okay, I'm home, kicking my shoes off, and this is where I am now. You know, and you're leaving them in the middle of the floor. Next thing you know, I go flying because I done tripped over them motherfuckers. You know, that I understand. But I mean, a coat in the middle of the floor. I mean, unless we're talking about a child, an adult really is probably not putting a coat in
the
middle of the floor.
Okay, maybe I went too far with on the floor. But if you take your coat and you throw it on the sofa, it's not where your coat belongs.
Sure. And again, mine is over my banister right now.
And so. I'm saying this as someone, you know, and we're just using this example.
Sure. Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's like, I just, again, when you said something earlier about, you know, helping you. I'm going to help you if you come home from work and you have the flu and you just want to lay down and you throw your coat down, I'll pick it up. I'm not going to be a crutch and just say, oh, damn, she did it again. Let me just pick her coat up. I'm not going to be a crutch. You know what I'm saying? I'll help if you're going through something, if you know, or what have you. But, yeah.
So I have a question to piggyback off of this and pinpoint whether you guys think it's a character flaw. I know someone very personally. It's me. And
can't get no more personal.
My ex from a while ago, fiance from a while ago, I created, I'm trying to make this quick, I created a man cave for him in my house. So to me, I was like, well, you know what? When you come, you want to scratch yourself, you want to fart, whatever you want to do, you can go in there. I fixed it up. It wasn't like it was just some dark room in the basement just hiding. So I emptied out the closet. He had the whole closet. And even after that, now in the bedroom, I had two closets. I had a summer closet and I had a winter closet. And he was like, you know, why can't I put my clothes in this closet? And I was like, because you have a whole room and a whole closet. Like, why do you need to be in my closet? Like, I don't understand. And he was very adamant about doing it. I was very adamant about not. Like, I just felt like, for whatever reasons, it just did not sit well with me that I gave you your own space and you still want to have space in my closet. Would you say that that's... And we flat out had arguments, asked other people, the whole nine. I refused. I just refused. I felt like it was too much. I'm like, damn, I gave you this. Why do you need to have my closet? So my question is, would you say that's a character flaw?
I wouldn't. That's a debatable issue of whatever. But you said something interesting earlier. You said that you fixed up a space for him in your house.
Yes.
So it wasn't his house. It was your house.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you call the shots. It's your shit.
Yeah, but he felt like I wasn't, according to him, which I think it was just too much. I think a part of it was just selfish. Like, well, why can't, you know, I have this? And I'm like, well, I already gave you.
Let me ask you a question.
Real quick before you get there. Yes. Let me put it to you like this. Let's say, for argument's sake, this was our house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you tell me you're going to use the entire closet in the bedroom, and I should be all right with using the closet down here in the studio. You kiss my ass, because I'm not going to keep walking downstairs every time I want to change my clothes or pull out an outfit or whatever, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't know what to say, but again, your whole situation is, it was your house to begin with, so he really has no say. But no, I would, to answer the question, I wouldn't deem that as a character flaw. That's more of a matter of opinion or a debatable issue of what you're willing to do and not willing to do. For okay. some of something that you own.
Okay, Mark.
Now, was he paying any bills in the house?
This was my house. We were dating, and you know, he came.
So he paid no bills.
So no, I mean, if I asked him, he would. But no, we weren't living together. He had his own place. I had mine.
I
created it so that, you know, there's times where I don't want to watch football or I don't want to watch basketball or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. I'm like, look, you go do you. I'm gonna watch HGTV or whatever, and we come back together later.
No, he ain't paying no bills in the house. He put his clothes. You tell him to put his clothes.
And it was on the same. Level. It was on. It was three bedrooms. They were all upstairs. It's not like he had to go to the basement and go through the trenches and a tunnel to get to it. And you know, it was none of that. He didn't have to fight through boxes. He had a full empty closet.
He ought to be happy you gave him the closet.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you could have gave him a little box or something. There you go, right there.
Damn.
Or gave him a closet with no motherfucking with no rack. Just lay your shit right down there in the bottom and,
on the floor in the corner. Yeah, put your drawers
piece
on.
Of plastic down for you. And there you go. Get it on the way.
Not
out.
Plastic.
Yeah, no. So the bugs won't get on.
Cicadas.
The only thing I think he was probably thinking, like, why can't my stuff be upstairs commingling with your stuff? And like, so if somebody came over, they would come and be like, oh, okay. Because you know how sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how sometimes people are nosy as shit. Like, they'll look through your medicine cabinet or sometimes they'll peek.
See what kind of drugs you're on and shit.
Right. I mean, or sometimes they'll peek around and look around and see what's going on. Or maybe he thought another dude would be there, you know, that the other dude know, oh, okay, there's a man's clothes in this closet. Because, you mean, when you first start talking about it, I was like, why couldn't she put the summer stuff down in the other closet? And put his clothes. I mean, that's where my mind first went. But then, you know, it was kind of like, oh, y'all wasn't living together?
Yeah.
And
he ain't paying
no bills. You know what I'm saying? And you created a space for him?
Shit.
Just for him?
So in him?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, fuck out of here with that.
That's how I felt.
Literally.
All right.
You said X.
You just so need to be happy with his little man cave.
You know what I'm saying? What did you have at his house?
Yeah, how about that?
I just had like a few little items. Like, it was nothing major. You might have a shirt and some drawers, but it wasn't a thing where I'm like, oh, I'm moving in. No, he spent more of his time at my house than we did at his house.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I felt the need to, you know, like I said, there was times I don't want to watch certain things.
That was thoughtful.
All right, so Queen, if people want to chime in on this question,
please hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437.
All right, be right back. We'll be right back. All right. So, this week's Being Black moment.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. No, clearly, shit. People aren't black anymore.
I forgot I was black.
Oh, yeah.
People aren't black anymore. So, as I said earlier, I went with the homie 15WA to Philly this weekend. And, you know, we had to go up there and handle a little business or whatever. But while we were there, you know, we were like, hey, let's go hit a couple eat spots or whatever. So we did that. And on the way out of there, I was like, wait a minute. I want to check out a couple beer spots because Philly is one of the only East Coast cities that have the privilege of carrying a particular beer. Out of California. So, you know, I Googled a couple places or whatever, called them up, and, you know, they said that they had them. So I was like, all right, cool. So as we were on the way over, you know, right before we pulled into the parking lot, you know, B was like, you know, I don't know why he needed to inform me of this, but he was like, you know, this is like one of the, you know, extremely racist parts of South Philly, where the, you know, the Italians don't really care for the black folks.
That's the only place I've been called an N-word.
So, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we went into the establishment, located the beer, and I got two cases of it. So the way that the counter is situated, it's almost, if you can imagine, sort of like a bank teller window for back in the day. They just had the little square.
Right, right, right.
So I was carrying one case. B was carrying the other. So I put the case on the window in the little slot, you know, because I didn't know if he needed to scan it or whatever the hell he had to do. So, and B put the other one on the ledge right next to it, but he couldn't see it, mm-hmm. the guy that worked there. So the way this dude looked at me was like he wanted to spit on me. You know what I'm saying? He looked at the beer first and then went to ring it and then looked back. And he was like, you know this beer is fucking $70 a case? You know, and I'm like, am I going to get into a back and forth with this dude or whatever? So I just said, I just grabbed the other case and shoved both of them through the little window. And I said, well, there's two of them up here, motherfucker, so it's 140. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I ain't no broke motherfucker. Don't, you know, come, you know, looking down on me, turn your nose up at me or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, he kind of had this, you know, how them folks look when they have to deal with a quote-unquote uppity nigga. Mm-hmm. He kind of had that look on his face. And, you know, so, you know, I threw the money down or whatever, and we completed the transaction. And it just so happened that he and the other gentleman in the booth was talking about the Caps Flyers series. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was kind of complaining about how the, you know, the Flyers aren't doing good and they're going to lose this series or whatever. So after I got my change or whatever,
right,
I turned to walk down. I said, go Caps. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker turned around like he just, oh, he went and spit on me, yo.
Damn. I was like,
but yeah, that was definitely my moment of being black.
Racism.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I don't know if that was necessarily racism, but it was just being black.
That was cool though.
Mm-hmm. It was a little racist.
I got mad. Bit.
You know that's $70,
if I got mad,
right?
it was being black.
You said, you know what? Hmm? Okay.
No, I was repeating what he said. The dude said, you know that's $70, right?
You poor.
It was a price Negro. Where I pulled it out, so I saw how much it cost when I pulled it out. What you mean?
Well, no, there was actually no price tag on it.
I don't give up. On that note. Maybe he was just letting you know. Yeah,
I was like, you know. But it's funny though, the funny part about it. But what are we doing? I didn't know we were doing both of them.
Okay, I'll wait.
So, the funny thing about it was, you know, after all of that, when I got to the door, I was like, God damn it, this show is $70. I knew it was going to be expensive. But honestly, I didn't think it was going to be that much.
Not $140.
I was like, God damn, but I couldn't, definitely couldn't see that shit.
Hell
yeah,
nah.
Yeah.
I was like, I wanted to go Puff Daddy on him and throw $200 at him. So I keep the change, motherfucker. But, I'm good.
Right. You need some gas money.
I don't need to prove no point to nobody.
No shit. Mm-hmm.
Keep $60 with me.
I want to get a burger with some motherfucking crab cakes on the top.
Wow.
Okay.
That was delicious, by the way. Doctor, take us out of here.
Let me see. Oh, I'm going to give two fingers to the youngins that were down by the Verizon Center today. They were doing a little dance thing. I don't know what kind of dance. You know, when they be moving the feet and then they be doing all that and all
that. That should be on video.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, they were doing it. I mean, they had the big circle of white people around them, black people, which made it hard for me to get to my goddamn Chipotle. But it was cool, though. It was cool. It was cool.
You're like and the only person that's eating Chipotle.
Huh?
Delivery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd make a delivery, girl. But they were doing that thing. Two fingers to them, Mom. Let me see. One finger. I don't have any one fingers today.
All
right. They were doing their thing. Yeah, everybody had their phones and shit. It's probably on YouTube and all that shit. Yeah, I mean, they were getting down, too. And then they had this one lady that was singing, and her girlfriend was playing the guitar. It sounded good, too. There's a lot of untapped talent out there. I wish I had enough money to start my own company, a production company or some shit. Yeah.
Do you have a one finger?
I said no.
Okay. Damn it.
two fingers. Well, this is wishful thinking. Two fingers. I have a speech that I have to give in front of my class on Wednesday. And the class is predominantly white. Technically, there's only two black people, two people of color in the class, and I'm one of them. And when we had to do this, we have to do the report, but the section I decided to do was in reference to race. So I talked to my teacher today because what I wrote is a little what's a good word? A little aggressive, is a little out there, is a little in your face. And some of these privileged young men and women that's in my class are going to get an earful on Wednesday, and I hope that it's received. I don't care if they like it or they don't, but when I say received, I just mean I hope that they really get the message and, you know, of what I'm trying to convey to them. So my two fingers are to that class, and hopefully that they will really get something out of what I wrote. I actually do not have a one finger.
Queen.
Let's see. Two fingers to doing things differently, because sometimes in life you got to, you know, go out, live on the edge, do some shit you've never done before. One finger. I don't know. I'm not going to say, well, one finger to people passing, because Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond just passed. So I'm like, it just seems like a lot of people are, they're leaving us. And they, it's just, it's crazy.
Girl,
so,
we're getting old.
That, yeah. I mean, that's what it is too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even the young ones, you know, or who we deem young, are leaving us too. So, so one finger to that. I mean, I know it's part of life and that's what you got to do, but damn, man, I'm just not ready.
I would like to give two fingers to I would like to give two fingers to everybody that just truly and genuinely fucks with me. A lot of you don't ever have to say it. You don't even have to talk to me on a daily basis. But just the things that you do just totally lets me know. And I appreciate you for that. I would give one finger to the crotch the old Italian from this weekend. But you know what? I'm not even going to do it because you have to live with that burden. You have to live with that burden. You know what I'm saying? That a handsome, brash nigga like me can walk up in your store and buy one of the most, if not the most expensive beers you have to offer. You know what I'm saying? And you have to live with that. I don't. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, live your life, sir.
Sound like a Spike Lee movie.
Yeah, man.
Rayo!
We got to get out of here. One thing I want to say in closing. Ladies, IDS ladies, I need you all to gather some questions. Questions that you would always love to ask a dude and just get a 1,000% straight up answer whether you like it or not. Need you to get those questions together and
direct them to Big B. He will have the answer every week.
Yeah. You can
I got something for you too, dude.
You can send them to the indeepshow.com, and we're going to bring back a blast from the past coming up shortly once we get a good amount of questions, and we're going to bring the mail show back to start off, and then we'll do the women's show after. But for some of you new listeners within the last we haven't done that, what was that, 4 years?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Something like that.
It's been 4 years since we dropped that show. So anyway, send your questions in.
Yes, please do. He was saying indeepshow@yahoo.com. Send your questions in to us. And hey, apparently we're doing another man show, another lady show.
Yay.
So, and you know we also do the IDS Extra Dating Sucks ? So if you have any questions for us to ask on the show, you can send it through the same means, indeepshow@yahoo.com.
Absolutely. And as always, in closing, before I die, we always like to say,
if God woke you up this morning and you don't have a cough, he had the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out.